All right, well, good morning, everyone.
Jake, how are you?
Now, we back at chapter five.
I know which bathroom. I ask everybody that.
Last week, I made it to verse 20. We're in the middle of a move of God at this point. And in the time there is a move of God, the enemy is attracted to it, just like people are, because people are attracted to it. Says, well, verse 17, then the high priest rose up and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came and they that were with him and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within.
Well, that'd be a scary thing to be a guard up there.
Now, when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people.
Jesus.
Then went the captain and the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. Mm-hmm. You know, with this, we have, our laws are different than theirs. And our country was founded on Christian principles, but the hatred's still there. It's just against the law for them to throw people in jail for believing on Jesus. We have the authority and the power to keep it that way. And the same spirits that were on those people are on people in modern times.
Absolutely right.
The people died out, but the spirits remain,
yeah.
And they still hate the gospel. That's why we have to be militant, like Pastor's saying. Everything is working. He said once that the closer you get to the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the closer you get to the kingdom of darkness. The fight gets more intense because you're pushing hell. You're pushing people. You're keeping people from going. And you got to be more militant than Satan is.
Trying to keep that appointment from happening.
Yeah.
Because it's there.
Yeah, and so whenever there's a move of God, or whenever he give me something to do, I fight. I start praying for it, rebuking the enemy, just like we was talking about last week. You don't have to let the enemy get mounted up. You can keep him at bay. Especially the backbone of authority is submission to God. I was telling Alicia last night how before the Lord do a great move, people have to be obedient to him.
Amen.
And the Lord had to introduce things to America because of what was lost in the Dark Ages. One was salvation, the Holy Spirit,
right.
And then the movement of faith.
Yes, sir.
And then healing.
Everything.
Confessions. Then authority. All these things had to come about. One thing that must come about is obedience, because a man can or a woman can only reproduce after their kind, and every minister can only reproduce after his kind. And the more we obey God, the more we change, then we'll be able to reproduce after our kind, after our type, what we are. In other words, I was telling Alicia this last night, the Lord wants to build on the foundation. If a pastor's fearful, his flock's going to be fearful.
Mm-hmm.
The influence is there. If he's doubtful, the flock will be doubtful.
Mm-hmm.
If he's disobedient, they'll be disobedient. Because every tree can only produce after its kind. So when we're looking at Jesus and staying fixed on him, we mount up, and whatever we produce mounts up. And I even look at my children, the way they do things, and I remember when they were born, things that I was doing. And when they're all fighters. But Shira, when she was born, I was a fighter. I was more of a fighter. And that girl is relentless. And then Olivia, I was contending, fighting, and even though she has the disability she's had, she fights. She reads, she listens to the computer all day, think about things, learning to talk. I don't tell her, she do it on her own. Most of the cartoons are educational. You'll see where I was at when they were born. That's what I see, those aspects in their lives. So the more we change, the more we adapt to Christ, the people we minister to, that's going to be in our anointing DNA, and it's going to be in them, and it'll give them a push. And so what the enemy's doing now is trying to get Peter, especially Peter, to compromise somewhere. They couldn't lock him up. The angel let him out. Now, Jesus plainly said, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. What you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. In order for a message to become a skill, you have to apply it. You can't put it on the shelf. James, when we get to James, he didn't have to get killed. That was very unnecessary. They heard the same things Jesus said. They should have been rebuking the spirit of death. But so, you know, in those days, they didn't have the Holy Spirit to help them mount up with it. But they wrote about it, so they knew about it. But you have to, in order for it to become a skill, you have to apply it. And you have to get good at it. We know so many truths that we're not applying. And we may not have developed in our skill set with it. Pastor gave those analogies about karate. The ones that train win the tournaments. And we get this tournament is too important to lose in these days. The church have not been fighting like it could have been.
Come on now.
And very few people, and remember, the Lord don't need but a few people. When people see, when you tell somebody these wonderful truths of God, they don't have the vision of it yet, because they hadn't seen people doing it yet. And so when they hear the word, they don't know. Well, I don't know how to do it. Some people believe it's true. If they believe it's true, they don't have experience with it. But when I heard the tapes on authority, immediately gunfights started breaking out. I wasn't used to stopping gunfights, but I didn't want to see somebody die in front of me. So I just saying, you can't do that. And what happened next really surprised me at first. Nobody died. The next time I did it, nobody died. Then I started getting confidence. Mm-hmm. But the first time I was surprised. I was astonished. I was glad that it worked. And it'll always work. But the skill to do these things can be attained. First you have to believe it. And then, just like Ray was saying, when people teach wrong, you got to unlearn all that junk and then relearn what Christ said. All right, so the challenge is always there to keep the gospel at bay through deception. Satan can't prevail against the church, but he can deceive it if he can get away with it. Unless somebody say something and do something. And, you know, most movements start with one person. The Lord told, I think it was Lester Summerall, that great moves of God start with one man. And, somebody that'll stand. So they're trying to, the Sadducees, first he had to deal with the Pharisees. Now he's dealing with the Sadducees. They're trying to put him in jail. All right, verse 20, 28. They saying, did not we straightly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on the tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. And when they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay him. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said to them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves that what ye intend to do touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who were slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to nothing. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. And now I say to you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to nothing. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it. Lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Now the people that they were ministering to that were added to the church, they received the foundation, the sternness, the way that they contended, the way that they fought and won. They received that vision for themselves, and they became just as relentless as Peter was. But if Peter compromised, then the newcomers would have compromised, because they didn't know these things. But they knew that this is the man that Jesus taught. This is the man that saw him ascend into heaven. And they saw the miracles, and they had great foundation. And in fact, their persuasion lasted until they died, because in 2 Peter, Peter warned that 2 Peter 2 and 3, he talked about how false prophets would come, false teachers would come. Paul did the same thing. He said they knew that they were going to die, and when they died, even some of the people that they were ministering to would rise up and start dissension and weaken the gospel. Well, they knew what was going to happen because the Holy Spirit showed it to them. But they encouraged the ones that really loved God to contend for the faith.
Can I back up just for a second? I want to ask you something about this right here. And it says right here, saying, you know, the Pharisees and everything say, we gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
Mm-hmm.
They already had the blood upon them, because they said, let it be upon us.
Yeah,
they sure did. True.
And they said it, not Peter. They did.
So what, you know, they're even contradicting their own words right
That's
there.
Right. They were doing it even back then. Absolutely right. That's right.
Because his blood was already on. Because they said, "Let it be on us."
Yeah,
it was.
They were anti-Christian Jews. That's all it was.
They certainly were.
You know, from the time that they have always had internal enemies and external enemies.
Can you imagine being in hell right now, man, knowing what you said right there?
Mm-hmm. They can't forget it, and they can't quit being punished for it. You know, even. The brothers put Joseph in jail. This was a problem from the start. People don't understand the move of God until they see it. And then either they're going to, when a miracle, when somebody gets a miracle, a lot of things happen. It forces people to get off the fence. People that don't have love God, they got to deal with the fact that God healed this person.
Right. They either love it or hate it.
Yeah. And either they're going to adapt, they got to deal with changing their opinions and trust God, or they're going to be mad because it's true.
Right.
And so the more people, when a person receive a miracle, they really need to be fortified to fight a good fight. They need to be fortified to contend for the faith, and because they're going to get opposition. They wanted to kill Lazarus. They didn't just want to kill Jesus. They wanted to kill Lazarus again.
Yeah.
Because when they saw Lazarus standing next to Jesus, you know, this man was dead. Everybody knew it. They couldn't conceal that fact. So they wanted to kill him so people would forget about it.
Yeah.
And they couldn't do it. The same spirits are still here. So when there's a move of God, just like Ann was saying, be praying, not only for the pastor, for the whole ministry, because we're winning. When you're winning, the enemy's coming, and he's trying to find some form of weakness to start a problem. But don't fear it. I never fear what he's doing. Just tell him he can't do it. I know he's going to try because that's how he is.
Yep.
But we're winning, and we're going to win. We ain't stopping. I don't know what time it is. I got about 5 more minutes. Okay, chapter 6. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. So here it is again. The enemy's trying to find a loophole. He couldn't stop the dedication of the apostles. People are coming and learning the same thing. So he's trying to find a form of dissension here. And he found him one. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now they had to do something, they had to use what they had. And this was their conclusion to fix the problem. I've seen a lot of people that were wise, but not full of the Holy Ghost. And I've seen a lot of people that were full of the Holy Ghost, and they wasn't quite wise. And so they wanted people that was full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom to solve the problem. So to keep things on the right track. America is very strong. This is one of the most strongest nations, not just because of our freedom, but because of our diversity. We have people from... We have the most dedicated people from every country coming here because they went to the New World because they wanted to be free of the corruption of the kings, because they realized the kings were compromised.
Yep.
And we want to follow God without restriction. So they came here. So we got the best of the best. And then we have something else. In every race, every race has something that other races don't. And we'll pick it up there next week. But together we're stronger. And we have that kind of, I talked to a man that went to Japan. And it's different. They want to be creative like Americans, but it's just different. But we have diversity, and there's a strength to it that we'll talk about next week. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that you were mightily moved by your spirit. Help us to do all that's in your heart. Expose things that you've been wanting to release. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.